بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity to travel from Sudan here to India to meet with my brothers in Islam and this major conference. I would also like to thank the brothers for having husn al-dhan in inviting me. But as they will soon learn, I really don't have that much to offer. But I thank them for inviting me and bringing me all this way, and for me to get the opportunity to meet with a lot of our mashayikh that I have not seen for a long time, and also those who I have not met before. And if I knew that I would be standing on the same stage with the likes of our Shaykh Sheikh Ja'far and Dr. Najjar and Dr. Jamal, I probably wouldn't have come. Because it's from the teachings of our scholars, from the ulama of hadith, that they would not even talk in the same city that had a major scholar in it. And here I'm forced to be on the same stage with a lot of our major scholars. And I thought I was just going to be by myself and do my talks and I would go, and I had no problem with doing that. But I'm actually very embarrassed to be standing in front of my mashaykh here today and talking in front of them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah inshallah what I'm about to say. In this short talk, I've been looking at the title, the peace, or peace, the solution for mankind. And it's a catchy title that I've been trying to understand. If they mean peace, as-salam, I can't understand it properly. Peace TV, being the biggest Islamic TV channel, then this I could understand. Because the only solution for mankind is Islam. We're not going to beat around the bush and say anything else. The only true solution for all the problems of mankind is Islam. And through Islam, we have the cure for all of the diseases of mankind, starting with the diseases of the heart. Everybody in the world is searching for happiness, no matter what they do in life. Whether they're running behind the dunya, trying to gather money. If somebody wants to be in Hollywood or Bollywood, as you have here, they want to be an actor, they want to be famous, they want to be this and that. Really what they're searching for is happiness. When somebody from the non-Muslims, when they go to a club or to a disco and they're getting drunk, what are they searching for? They're searching for happiness. But do they find it? Kalla. We see they never find it. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the way in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. That whoever turns away from my remembrance, that he will live a miserable life. We see this in the Quran. The only way for true happiness inside and happiness in our hearts and peace in our hearts and our minds and our souls is through Islam. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily, hearts are ensured through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other way except for Islam. Also, if we want to look at the problems of mankind today, of all of humanity, any problem you can think of, wallahi, you can find the solution through Islam. Look now at the problems we're facing with the economy now. The Western economy was built on riba, on interest. And that's why it collapsed. Because it was built on something that was haram, something that was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they had followed the Islamic system, and that's why a lot of them now, they're studying the Islamic banking system, they would not have had this problem. Swine flu. Now, look at the swine flu, the problem of the swine flu. In Islam, alhamdulillah, we don't have swine. So in a true Muslim country, we wouldn't have this problem. Because it's one of the dirtiest and filthiest animal on the face of the earth. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. If you look at the problems that the West face, when it comes to, for example, drugs, 56% of everybody in jail in America because of a drug charge. In Islam, we have the cure. It might seem a little harsh to some people, but we do have the cure. Also, if you look at in America, where every 2 minutes a woman is raped, also in Islam, we have the cure for the rapist. That he will be ibra for those who come after him when he is punished through Islamic law. The non-Muslims say these laws are barbaric, but it is as it came in Qisas, that it is hayah, it gives hayah, it gives life to society. When a person kills another person, his life is taken. And if you have seen this with your own eyes, as I have, you will see the beauty of this ayah. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ. You will see this life, and you'll know you never want to harm another human being once you see the other life being taken in front of you. So we see through the beauty of Islam, we have the cure for all of the problems of mankind. And the only way the people to find the true happiness in life is through practicing Islam. And this brings us to the next point, and that is we as Muslims need to focus on having honor with our Islam and holding firm to our Islam. Because a lot of our brothers today, they want to offer a watered-down version of Islam. They don't want to implement Islam 100%. They say this will bring the non-Muslims closer to Islam. We can call them to Islam if we, you know, make it closer to them. And some people want to make changes, and they want to make these different explanations that we never heard from our scholars before. And they want to do some things that might even be haram to call other people to Islam. And we'll never be successful as an ummah if we try to what? Do this in our lives. We must implement Islam as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum implement Islam. And when the Sahaba and those who came after them from the Tabi'een and those who came after them, when they implement Islam, the proper Islam, by following the Quran and Sunnah, look how Islam spread. And Islam would not have spread if it was the same like we are Islam today. And that's why it's not spreading, or it's very slowly spreading anyways. But it's not spreading as it should be, because we are not implementing Islam in its proper form. Also, if we want to be successful as an ummah and guiding mankind to peace, we must focus on what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focused on in his da'wah. And that is the da'wah to tawheed, the Islamic system of monotheism. And when I came to Islam myself, as a former Christian, it wasn't the new sciences, even though this is good, and a lot of people benefit from this, don't get me wrong. But the thing that got me as a Christian was the Islamic belief in tawheed, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslim belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what affected me. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam focused on in his da'wah. Even the salat didn't become fard until the 10th year. And the other fara'id later, after the hijrah. All of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was focusing just on tawheed. And he did not stop alayhi salatu wa sallam when he went to Medina. If you go home tonight, open up the Quran. The second chapter is what? Surah Al-Baqarah. And look at the first order in the Quran. All of the Quran. The first amr, the first order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, or orders all mankind with, Ya ayyuha an-nas, u'budu rabbukum. U'budu rabbukum. The first order that He orders us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one. And then the first thing He warns us from, the first nahi, the verse after that, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equals while you know. And the Surah Al-Baqarah is from the surahs that came down in Medina. So the da'wah to tawheed, just as you'll find it in the Quran in Mecca, you also find it in the Quran in Medina. And also if you look at the story of the death of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was on his deathbed, he was focusing on two things. He focused on the importance of salat. As he would what? Pass out. He would wake up and ask the people pray. And also be focused on the importance of tawheed. So we benefit in the Quran from the modern sciences and the things we can find. This is important in da'wah. But we must focus on the most important thing in our da'wah and calling people to peace and happiness. And this is through the correct tawheed. And Allahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabi Muhammad.